Well, quite frankly, it's unclear to me exactly what the problem was. The solution was to shut down and then restart some primary rate interface circuits that we are receiving from our local telephone service provider. But whether or not it was an issue on the telco side or an issue with the equipment on our side, again, that's unclear to me. We have our equipment under a service agreement. Unfortunately, our service provider was unable to get into that equipment to do some diagnostics. Our telephone company did some diagnostics on their side, and they say that they didn't see anything wrong on their side. So the shutdown and the restart of those circuits corrected the problem. But again, whether or not that is a long-term solution or a Band-Aid on a bigger problem is something that I can't answer at this point.
It almost sounds like having to do a hard boot on your home computer.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that if your internet connection, for example, is not working very well, sometimes you reboot your modem or your router, and that corrects the issue. And that's similar to what we've experienced today.
County has a digital phone system, then it's not the old fashioned wires going from point A to point B.
That's correct.
And so the county has to deal with the manufacturer of the equipment as well as the phone company and anybody else?
That's correct. And so sometimes it's difficult to know the exact source. Sometimes it might lead to finger pointing. I will tell you, though, that our telecommunications here within the county have been up all day. And, in fact, we were actually able to place outgoing calls leaving the county premises. That was not an issue. We were able to call ourselves amongst ourselves. And then there were some other departments in the county that also have additional incoming lines. And so the outside world was able to reach them, that being the Brazos Center and Roden Bridge.
But for the majority of folks who are going to make the majority of calls into a Brazos County department, such as the courthouse or administration building, they weren't able to get through them.
That's correct. And it was kind of funny. I attempted myself using my own cell phone, and I thought it was humorous that I got three different error messages.
Any idea when the system was restored? I know I happened to place a couple of strategically timed calls just after 3 o'clock, and I happened to be the first person that got through, but I don't know whether 3 o'clock may have been the magic time or not.
It was somewhere around 20 minutes ago, so about 3 o'clock.
So I guess y'all are at a point that you don't know whether this is going to be the long-term solution or what's going to happen then.
We don't. I am hoping that the support vendor for our equipment will be able to get in there and run some diagnostics and see if they can tell us whether or not they believe it to be an equipment failure on our end. I will say that our equipment is aging. The county is looking into eventually replacing that equipment. Little by little, we are deploying voice over IP. We have voice over IP in probably six different departments throughout the county. All of the IT department is on voice over IP. Constable 2 is on voice over IP, as is the auxiliary courts building out on 29th Street, the Brazos Center, the Road and Bridge Department, all of the sheriff's and jail complex out on Highway 21 and Sandy Point Road, they're all on voice over IP. We are going to be rolling out voice over IP in the new community supervision and corrections department that is currently being built as part of the parking garage effort. And then we are also, we've also budgeted to replace the telephone systems out at juvenile department on 21 and then the health department, all with voice over IP. So we're chipping away at this problem little by little. It's a little easier to finance it this way. We are hoping that we still have another year or more of serviceable life in this piece of equipment that had the issue this morning.
Any idea on when that system was installed?
I think sometime in probably in the late 90s, 1998, 99.
what I'm doing in my head, I'm trying to remember. I think I may have been on Windows 98 at the time. So that kind of gives maybe a listener a sense of just how far technology has come since that system was installed.
Yes, I don't know that telecommunications technology necessarily antiquates at the same rate as your desktop operating systems and computers. But that I think that's probably a fair analogy. Back in the late 90s, we were on Windows 95. Some of us were still on Windows 95 and maybe 98.
Hopefully nobody on 3.1.
Well, hopefully.
As opposed to a Commodore 64, so.
Correct.
Was 911 affected?
No, 911 is not part of Brazos County. Brazos County contracts with 911 services for dispatching purposes, but they are on their own system. In fact, they're located in the Verizon building, which typically stays up even in times of natural disaster and other times of duress.